No.
I wasn't ready.
Okay. I've not done it yet.
Okay, you ready?
Yes. Oh, shoot.
You are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. What? Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. Yeah. Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason.
I made a mistake.
Yeah, your shirt, it's awful.
We'll talk about that in a second. Mm-hmm. So last week we had coffee in these mugs. I can't believe it's coffee or whatever. I can't believe it's coffee.com.
I can't believe it's not coffee. No, it was...
what's it called?
I do like... mycoffee.com.
.org.
Or net.
Net. Dot coffee.
Gov.
So I risked it. I saw a brown stain in the
You're
bottom.
Like, that'll be okay.
Like, listen, I like coffee.
Yeah.
And, you know.
So you poured some of that stuff in there.
Not a great choice. I mean, it's
just the essence of coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fine, but.
Still smells. Mine still smells like coffee.
Mine tastes like coffee, and it's not supposed to. So, anyways, that's fun.
Speaking of coffee, we'll get to your. Hideous shirt.
It's not hideous.
We'll get to that in a minute. But speaking of coffee, before we do. So it is, it's like warm.
Mm, yeah.
You know.
60 degrees in Ohio, it's swimming weather.
Well, when it's 60 degrees in March, it feels like it's 100 degrees.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you just came off the winter.
Yeah.
So I decide I'm going to get my first cold brew of the season.
At?
Dunkin'.
Okay.
And here's my problem, and I want you to tell me what I need to do about this. I am
very
suspicious
that
sometimes when I order cold brew there, they just give me iced coffee.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to prove it.
Yeah.
You know, like I could call them on it. I wonder if some of the employees don't know the difference, maybe. Yeah. Or if they run out of cold brew, if they just give them iced coffee.
Well, I think the move is you have to go inside.
And I got to see them because they have a cold brew thing.
You have to go inside and you have to say, now, could you just explain to me real quick the difference between cold brew and iced coffee?
I'm going
to
do that every time?
Yeah. Make them tell you. And it's like, okay, you pass. You know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't want the iced coffee. I want the cold brew.
I went through the drive-thru today and I got a cold brew
I like cold brew.
I just get a black cold brew coffee. Yeah. It doesn't need cream. It doesn't need any of that. It wasn't the worst thing in the world, but I think it was not cold brew. I think it was iced coffee.
Yeah.
And
you can't call them out on
it. You know what I mean? What I'm supposed to
do? Not through the drive-thru.
There's nothing that I can do about that.
You have to be inside.
Yeah.
I went to Dunkin' the other day and got 3 donuts.
Yeah.
Just for me.
Just for you.
Yeah.
3 different kinds of donuts.
Uh-huh.
Did you get the donuts? See, I find that the ordering donuts in the drive-thru is not a great experience. I much
it's
prefer
okay.
to order donuts in person. No. I want that one, that one, and that one.
Yeah. I prefer Meijer where I can just grab them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today I had 8 donuts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's they had donuts at work. And the problem was I wasn't going to have any,
but
it's crack cocaine for me.
Mm-hmm.
If I have one donut, I'm going to have 8.
Okay. Yeah.
I can't do 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I have to do as many as there are.
Mm-hmm.
It's my kryptonite.
Yeah.
I can't.
Were they good donuts?
Andrews.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah. And 2 of them were lemon.
How do you feel about the lemon?
Well, listen, last week you said...
I like the lemon donut.
And I was like, you know, that might be the one donut that I can't... Well, listen, it was delicious. I love donuts.
A lemon donut is amazing.
Now, I didn't have a coffee, so...
Wait. You ate 8 donuts and didn't have any coffee?
I drank water, yeah. Listen, I didn't have access to good coffee.
Well, I mean, at that point, with that much sugar in your... mouth.
Still
it doesn't have to be good coffee. It can just be,
gas station coffee.
Gas station coffee would do fine in that circumstance.
Yeah. It was fine. Whatever.
Okay.
You know.
I do love a donut.
So St. Patrick's Day.
It is the official. This is the official St. Patrick's Day episode of Our Road Radio.
Yes,
it is. St. Patrick's Day is what March. A
couple days. Yeah, 17th.
I think it's March 17th.
I want to hear you say the 17th. Yeah, 15, 16, 17th. You'll get it by the
16, 17th, 15, 16th. You'll get it. It's
one of the teens.
Yeah, it is the 17th.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yep. I was asking Stella on the way over.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so do you know anything? Because listen, Christmas, the birth of our Savior.
Sure.
Easter, His death, burial, and resurrection.
Well, Easter's is resurrection.
It's the weekend.
Good Friday. Yeah, listen. Anyway.
It's the whole weekend.
Got
it's a weekend experience.
It's a whole weekend.
Right? Passover, if you're a Jew.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it could be different things. 4th of July, Independence Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of the Arbor Day, trees.
Earth Day.
Earth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, listen, there's a lot of really great holidays.
Yes.
Halloween, devil's holiday.
Yeah, it's the devil's birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, Thanksgiving, pilgrims.
Yes.
We're thankful for things, mm-hmm. right? St. Patrick's Day, I don't know why and what and who and how.
Okay.
I imagine there's a guy named Patrick.
Yes.
And he's probably from Ireland.
Well, he's not from Ireland originally.
Hmm.
He went to Ireland.
From?
I think originally the Roman area.
Hmm.
Maybe by way of England.
He was a Catholic.
He was a missionary to Ireland.
What year?
So I don't know the exact year,
okay.
But in that kind of
he went about
Roman
like,
conquest period.
He made them convert, and if they didn't convert, he pinched them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it was?
No, that's not what he did.
Because they're like, listen, you got to wear green. Mm-hmm. Convert, wear green,
yeah.
Or I'm going to pinch you.
Or I'm going to pinch you. And the whole island was like, we don't like to be pinched.
So yeah, we're all Catholic now.
We don't have much of a God situation anyway, so we'll go ahead and take yours.
Wait, who's this God you speak of?
Yeah, so he's just a guy that went there during the
Patrick.
Roman kind of overtaking
Is
of
Patrick
that region.
His first name or last name?
It's his first name, but okay. It's kind of like, you know, Cher. You know, I don't know
it's
that
Patrick.
He has a last name.
Yeah. Was he a saint before he went there?
No. I mean, his sainthood was a response of him going there.
Okay.
You know.
So he converted the whole island.
Basically, and famously drove the snakes off of the island. That was like a big thing.
Like single-handedly?
Apparently. He was all like in it. And there,
how
there
bad
may
of a
have
snakes?
Been.
How bad of a place? I mean, was it just overflowing with snakes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People were dying?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And
what type of snakes?
Apparently there were maybe some leftover Nephilim, we don't exactly know, in the area.
Is that for real?
Yeah. And he goes through there's a
Listen,
famous
I'm all about the Nephilim.
I know you are. There's a famous story of he was baptizing a chieftain, like this chief.
Yeah.
And you gotta understand
these guys.
Yeah. Yep, just like that. And these guys don't know anything about Christianity.
Yeah.
Ireland is very remote.
It's like third world country.
It's an island, you know? It's not connected. So it really kind of stayed its own thing for a long time.
Yeah.
So he goes there, and the way that he would do the baptisms is they would stand in the water, and he had a staff everywhere he went, you know, that had this pointed end to it so he could
stab snakes.
Uh-huh. And so whenever he would do a baptism, he would put his staff in the ground, and then he would pour water over the person's head while they're standing in the water. That's how they did it, you know.
So, I don't know if that counts, but yeah.
Some people say no. So he put this thing on the ground.
So it's kind of like a hybrid sprinkle.
Yeah, and this emperor, chief, king, Irish dude, you know, barbarian. What Patrick didn't know, and this is well documented, his staff, he stuck it through the guy's foot in the ground, and his foot was bleeding just like the whole time.
Wow.
And Patrick does the whole thing, and then he looks down and he realizes, like, he sees the blood coming out of the foot, and he realizes what happened, and he yanks it out. And he's like, why didn't you stop me? He goes, I thought that was part of the process.
Man.
You know, he's like, I've never done this before. I thought the pain was part of it, you know? So
wow,
yeah, it's a famous story. So
then he's he's knighted as Saint Patrick.
Not knighted.
He wasn't a knight.
That's Sir. It would be Sir Patrick. That's Patrick Stewart from Star Trek.
Okay, he's knighted.
He's knighted because of acting. So because he can
his performance in Dune.
Yeah, he can pretend really well.
Yeah.
So you're a knight. But now St. Patrick's Day is basically just another reason to drink. So that's what
if you're an adult. See, that's what I told Stella. She's like, well, St. Patrick's is just a day where like you just wear green and you go around pinching people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, if you're a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're an adult, it's a drinking holiday.
Yes. Which when why? The more you think about it, the more you think, what holiday is not a drinking holiday for people that like to drink? I mean, you know, you're going to find a reason to drink something.
I would say of all the holidays, mm-hmm. Easter would be the least drinking day.
I think you drink wine on Easter. If you're a drinker, I mean, if you're, you know, I think you're going to have some wine.
No, don't.
At the very least in communion. So
I would do that at Passover.
Okay. I think they're going to do it both days. Anyway, I don't think St. Patrick's Day means much of anything to anybody other than it's like people who have Irish heritage in America.
Yeah.
Are just celebrating their Irishness.
Mm.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
And I think the whole green thing is just that the island is very green.
Yes.
There's just a lot of vegetation. It's very wet. So the island is very green. And I think that's why.
C.S. Lewis was from Ireland.
Yeah.
As a young boy, he preferred it to England.
Yeah.
The older he grew,
mm-hmm.
the more he appreciated what England was. I learned that in a book.
Oh. So I thought maybe let's do the Mount Rushmore of green things.
Ooh, okay. So super generic, anything green.
Anything green. This is the Mount Rushmore. There's four.
It doesn't have to be St. Patrick's Day.
No. Okay. Just now we're on to green. Forget St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
This is the Mount Rushmore of green things.
Wow.
Okay. I think you're George Washington.
We'll say it on three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Grass.
Bam.
Come
there
on.
It is.
What are we talking
It's grass.
About?
Green
it's grass.
Grass. Unless you're in Kentucky, then it's bluegrass.
I've never seen bluegrass. But
it's in Kentucky.
But it's definitely grass.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's okay. So what you got next?
Okay. So that's easy. I think probably some type of food.
Hmm. What's the most popular green food?
I was wondering that. Like
green apple?
Green apple, watermelon, cucumber.
Watermelon,
pickle.
Cucumber.
Like a cucumber pickle. Well, pickles are everywhere.
Come on. Yeah.
I love pickles.
Who doesn't love a pickle?
I love all the pickles.
I don't like, I'm not a huge fan of the sweet pickles.
Listen, I'll eat a sweet pickle. Do I prefer dill?
I think what we found about you is that you're not very discerning when it comes to food.
Will I eat it?
Period.
Yeah, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Is it my favorite? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Will I enjoy it? I'll probably enjoy it.
I ate a pickle spear today. I had a sandwich.
Was
I went
it
to
quartered?
A sandwich shop. It was quartered.
Okay.
And
did you just have the quarter or the whole pickle?
Just the quarter.
Okay.
That's all they gave me with the sandwich. I ordered a sandwich. I didn't order a pickle, but it came with the pickle.
That's a bonus.
And I'm the kind of guy, like, I'd never order it. I'd never ask for it. I would never just go to the fridge and take a pickle out and eat a pickle.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
I would never do that. But if you give it to me
with
my sandwich, I'm going to eat it. Like,
do you eat
I'm
the whole sandwich and
fan of
finish
it
with the pickle?
No, I'm while I eat the sandwich, I
you go
randomly
back and forth.
Take bites of pickle.
I finish a sandwich, and then I go
so
for pickle's the pickle.
Like a prize for eating your sandwich.
The pickle's a dessert.
A pickle is the very first real food that Levi ate when he was a baby.
Really?
We took him to one of these, we went to one of these kind of old-timey diner burger places. You know, it was really themed, like Happy Days, basically, you know. And you get these big burgers. And he didn't even have teeth. Like, he had no teeth.
Yeah.
And we gave him, they gave you these giant pickles. And so we just gave it to him as like a chew toy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was just kind of gnawing on it. You know what I mean? Because he
like
couldn't
it?
Take a bite of it. Well, our burgers and fries, I remember the food was amazing. And then I remember looking over and this giant
like
pickle was like half gone.
Wow.
He had eaten. And he had, at this point, he was not eating food.
Yeah.
Like, he was still having a bottle with like maybe some, you know, whatever in it, but there was no food in and he projectile vomited everywhere.
Ooh. Like,
it like
in the restaurant.
In the restaurant. Uh-huh. All over. It's like all over the all over the table. It was and it smelled of pickle. It was awful. Not my best parenting moment. I think the waitress is even like, why did you give him that pickle? I'm like, well,
Does he like pickles? Oh, he's never had one before. So you chose at this moment to give him a pickle that he's never had.
He,
you don't know
he was
pickle.
So happy. Even after he threw up, he had a big smile on his face.
Does he eat pickles today?
Yeah, he'll eat a pickle.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he remembers.
That, like,
Well, I mean, subconsciously, I don't know if he's like, I threw up a pickle. That was my first thing I ever tried. I don't like pickles anymore.
He'll eat a pickle.
I love pickles.
So
can we put pickle on it?
I mean, we could put a pickle on the list.
I love a good pickle.
Let's set the pickle aside and say, okay, for now.
Evergreen tree.
Evergreen. So, okay.
It's always green.
It is always green. That's true.
You'd say maple tree, but the leaves
sometimes
aren't always.
It's not always green. Yeah. I think an evergreen tree. So just this is like any kind of pine tree.
Yeah.
Is like an evergreen tree.
Yeah.
Boy, it's hard to go against that, isn't it?
It's evergreen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's pretty good. So you got grass. Pretty good. You got trees.
Grass, trees,
potential,
and specifically.
Potential food.
Potentially pickles, green apples.
Yeah.
Cucumbers. Zucchini.
Here's the thing with the green apple is if I think apple, I think red apple.
True.
If I think pickle, I think green pickle. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating a red pickle. I mean, would I eat a red pickle?
I've had a red pickle.
Yeah, like a pickled beet.
Well, no.
It was something like a radish.
It was a pickle that was like kind of...
I don't think that's possible.
Red.
Was it like dye? Like food dye?
I don't know. I just have it somewhere in my brain.
No, I think... anything could be pickled. Listen, anything could be pickled pig's feet.
Have you ever had pickled pig's feet?
I haven't.
Neither have I.
We should try it sometime.
If you bring it, I'll eat it.
Okay. Listen, will I eat a pickled pig's feet? Yeah, I'll eat a pickled pig's feet.
That's a depression era food, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have nothing else to eat.
There's
some
food that came out of the depression. And somebody's like, do you think we could eat the pig's foot?
Man, I want to eat it like it is.
Like if you pickled it, maybe. You know, should we pickle it? Well, either we're going to throw it away or we're going to pickle it. So like either way.
Listen, let's pickle it. We'll put it on the shelf.
If we get super hungry, lady. And then all of a sudden, you know, you take a bite of it and you're like,
it's not that bad.
I could learn to like this.
Yeah. Just go gather up all the pig's feet.
Yeah. 20 years later, you have fond memories of sitting around with your family eating pickled pig's feet.
Listening to the radio.
I think that's the problem with America today, is they don't eat pickles pig feet.
Yes.
Pickled pig's feet. They're too spoiled.
Yes.
My kids would never eat a pickled pig. Stella, would you eat a pickled pig's foot?
Probably not.
She wouldn't.
No, she wouldn't.
She's a product of her generation.
Here's the thing. I think a lot of people would try it if they didn't know what it was. The mental image.
How could you see it and not know what it was?
Listen,
it
I lie to my like kids all the time.
It looks like a pig's foot. What would you could, what else could it be?
Candy. Like it's a... It's a candy pig foot.
I hate to say this. I really do.
Yeah.
But I think we got to eat a pickled pig's foot. Here's what we do.
Next week.
Here's what we do.
Yeah.
Anybody watching or listening to the show, if you want to send us pickled pig's feet, we'll eat it. We're not going to go get it.
No, I think I'll go get it. You're just trying to back out.
I was trying to back out of it.
We'll do it next week.
All right. Next week, we're going to eat pickled pig's feet.
Yeah.
I got to bring something. I might have my first Coke in 5 years. I've not had a Coke in 5 years.
Of all the things to drink of the pickled
pig's feet. I feel like a Coke washes it down. Like a Coke will eat a battery. I mean, you put a battery in Coke for overnight, the battery's gone. I think Coke is the right way to go.
You're just going
to
eat the pickled.
It's that or like kerosene, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
I drink Coke before kerosene.
I think a Coke with the pickled pig's foot is the way to go.
Okay.
I might drink a Coke. And like I said, I think it's been 5 years since I drank Coke, but I think I'm going to. If you bring, let me know if you're going to bring it.
Yeah, I'm
going
to bring it.
Okay.
Stella, remind me. I'll text my wife. She'll pick some up. Where do you get pickled?
I've seen
Walmart?
Them at the store. Yeah. Okay.
Where, what aisle?
The pickled aisle. Like, you know, there's olives and pickles and.
Of all the, yeah.
There's different pickled things.
That's what I said.
I like pickled things. There's these peppers that you can buy that are stuffed with cheese that are pickled that are really good.
Yeah.
So we need to finish the green Mount Rushmore.
Green Mount Rushmore.
So we're just going to go with grass, trees, pickles. So we just need one more green thing.
Yoda.
Oh. Okay.
Green person.
Well, what about frogs? It's not easy being green. Kermit. You know,
Kermit the Frog.
I mean, his whole identity. Yeah, money.
So, money's green.
Money belongs on the list.
I think I would kick off pickle for money.
Okay, let's get rid of pick. So I think money belongs on the list.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Grass, evergreen.
Trees.
Now listen, we have two plant life. We might kill one of the plant life.
Okay, so let's definitely say grass.
Yes.
So and for money. Now, grass and money belong
on
the list.
That's Lincoln and Washington.
I got to feel like the frog belongs on
specifically
the list.
Kermit the Frog.
I mean,
I feel like I want a character.
Okay, Kermit.
Which is why I was thinking Yoda.
No, I like that. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
we're fans,
yeah,
of the species, whatever they are. But
Kermit the Frog over Yoda?
I think so.
Okay,
I would.
It's not easy. Yeah, Kermit sings
his
about being green.
His whole thing is, yeah, it's not easy. That's his whole identity, is that, yeah, he's green. Money, grass, Kermit.
We got one more. So we got a living person. Well, it's Kermit the Frog.
Okay, he'll never die.
We have a vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
We have a object, money.
Mm-hmm.
So
the Hulk.
Well, that's another character.
Green Lantern.
Another character.
Green. Isn't there another green yeah,
arrow?
The Green Arrow?
Yeah.
Mm.
No.
I don't think the Hulk.
Drinks? What drinks are green?
Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew's pretty epic.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's green beer around
so would
St.
we
Patrick's
go,
Day, but...
Well, we can go back to the pickle.
Listen, the pickle's always going to be there for us.
What a four-leaf clover?
Well,
it's green.
That is very green. What if I had a list? Bam. Famous things that are green. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. We'll let this do the work for us. Money. Done. Yeah. Hulk.
Okay.
The Grinch.
Uh-huh.
Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
Oscar the Grouch. Mm-hmm. Frankenstein. Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
The Boston Celtics. Shrek. Jolly Green Giant, Leprechauns, Yoda,
yeah,
the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Green Lantern, the Riddler, the Green Arrow,
lots
Green M&Ms, Mike Wazowski, Gumby, the Great Gazoo. I don't know what that is. So
they don't have grass on the list?
Yeah. This guy's an idiot. How do you not get grass? That was the one that we knew.
Yeah. That was a unanimous.
I mean, those are some good things to think about. But I feel like we're doing a good job because...
Yeah, we have things that aren't on that list.
That are obvious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the list again? We got grass, we got money.
Grass, money, Kermit.
Kermit. We got one more. I think we go pickle.
You think pickle?
Because we don't have anything to eat. Eat or drink. We need something to consume.
And Mountain Dew's not good enough.
It's Mountain Dew's okay. But I think, I mean, pickles are everywhere. I don't think Mountain Dew's everywhere.
Spinach.
No. Do I like spinach? Yeah, I like spinach.
Lettuce.
Yeah, I like lettuce, but...
Chard.
Chard lettuce?
Arugula.
No, let's go pickle.
Peas. All right, cabbage. No.
Green beans.
Brussels sprouts.
Green beans.
Light lettuce. Yeah, okay, we'll go pickles. There it is.
Okay.
That's your Mount Rushmore of green things. One more time. Money, grass,
yeah.
Kermit, pickles.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Now, real quick, before
Mount Rushmore of the four-leaf clover.
The first leaf?
Upper left, upper right leaf, lower left, lower right.
What about the stem? Let's kick off the lower left for the stem.
Okay.
So the lower left doesn't...
So we got upper left, uh-huh, upper right, lower right, and stem.
Stem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's the right way to go. Have you ever found a four-leaf clover? Like in...
Listen.
You haven't.
Many of times.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. I like every day.
Okay. Real quick, before we move on to the next whatever we're going to talk about. I got something to talk about.
Yeah. I still have a surprise for you.
Oh, I like surprises usually. So the Mount Rushmore, that's the Mount Rushmore of green.
Yeah.
What is the Mount Rushmore of colors? This shouldn't be too hard. I mean, your primary colors.
Okay, listen. This is another on three thing.
Oh. There's, of the first one?
Yeah, I'm thinking of one.
Okay. All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Blue.
Red.
Wow.
I think red.
I think there's so much blue in nature. The sky is blue, you know?
I think blue and green, that defines nature,
mm-hmm,
right? And brown. There's lots of brown.
There's lots of brown.
Dirt, sand.
Well, the primary colors are blue, red,
yellow.
And yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think those three belong on the list. Now, the other question is, where does black and white fall into the mix? Are those colors, or are they just the absence? I mean...
I don't know. You're in a weird area because...
I know.
for an artist.
I know, but we get controversial. That's what we do here.
They would no.
We don't dodge the tough subjects.
We're not talking about people. We're talking about just colors.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think. Okay, so
we're placing value.
I think
on
brown. What? I think brown. If you go with a nature theme, you got green everywhere. You got blue everywhere. You got brown everywhere. Trees and dirt and grass and sand and I mean
brown is borrowing a lot from red.
Yeah, well, I like red. Red's my favorite.
So you say the primary colors blue, yellow, red, and then you throw brown into the mix.
Yeah,
because the other ones, any other color you can make from those three colors.
Yeah,
I mean ultimately you make brown from
those well yellow three colors and blue too. Mix green.
Yes. Red and yellow make orange. You want to keep on going?
Yeah, and purple and blue and red make purple.
Of course. Uh-huh. And then everything, you know, fans off. Yeah.
Turquoise.
From there.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
different
how does that work?
Shades of brown come from some combination of those colors. So, but brown is what you want to do.
Oh, yeah, I like
so
brown.
So you got your primary colors, and then we're going to throw brown.
Yeah.
There's a lot of brown in nature. That's
there is.
True.
There's brown everywhere.
Everywhere.
You ready for the surprise?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Close your eyes. Okay, hold your hand out like this.
Oh, I don't like this. How pickle? Is it a pickled pig's foot?
It's not a pickled pig's foot.
This I don't like. Oh, I don't like something.
Okay, hold your hand out.
Is it a bowling ball?
It's a bowling ball.
Okay, where'd you get a bowling ball?
Goodwill.
It's a tiny.
Well, the finger holes are really small. It's meant for a little person.
Yeah, I mean, I would hold it like this.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a ball like this, and I do this number right here, and just enough to get like, and then so I can spin it.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to spin a lighter ball for me.
$2 at Goodwill.
$2.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with the bowling ball? I mean,
I'm gonna
we'll
put
just
it
keep
in the
it
wall.
Here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you think there's a use for a bowling ball?
It could be a massive weapon. Like a cannonball or something.
Doesn't there's a girl in that movie with Ben Stiller about superheroes, Janine Garofalo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she has a bowling
ball. Her dad is, her skull is inside of the bowling
right,
ball.
Right, yeah. And the bowling ball. Hmm.
You know, we have a, I mean, not to brag, but we have a two-story house.
Okay.
And there's a rail that goes around, and it goes down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
20, 30 feet, you know, from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
You could drop that on a robber's head.
On a robber's head.
And it would kill him. If a robber comes in the house from the top,
you feel
you
like
drop that on a robber's head, knock him out.
How many, like if I drop this above your head, like 6 inches, it's not going to kill you.
No.
How far do I got to go before it kills you? Like a guaranteed
kill
shot.
I have zero protection.
Yeah.
I mean, guaranteed.
Guaranteed kill shot. Where it just
are you lands. Throwing it or are you dropping it?
Gravity's doing all the work.
Okay. I don't think 10 foot is a guaranteed kill.
I don't think
kill
it's
shot.
A guaranteed kill either. Obviously, Empire State Building is a guaranteed kill.
Come on. Of
so
course.
So somewhere in between those two things is our number.
Between 10 foot and the Empire State Building.
Mm-hmm. 30 foot?
Oh, 30 foot I think is a kill.
That's a kill.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know how long it takes a bowling ball to reach terminal velocity. That's the question.
Yeah, that is a good question. Off a two-story house, I think you'd be dead.
Okay.
You take that to the noggin?
Like a square shot right on the head.
Right on the head.
Right on the
head.
Yeah,
crack your skull. You'd be done.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know why you go to the death thing right away. Of all the things we could talk about, bowling ball, you go to
I don't know what else you want to talk about a bowling ball. So I met a guy this week who
you're gonna have to
owns
put that
a
up.
Bowling alley.
Okay.
How crazy is that? You bring a bowling ball. I meet a guy. Can we sit this on the thumb?
It's not going to. There's no way. That thumb's not heavier. If you're going to break something.
Stop.
Here, what's it? Set it in there for now.
So I met a guy who owns a bowling alley this week. How do you like that for a transition that I had no idea.
Locally?
What was going to happen. Uh-huh. And, I mean, at the risk of. I like it up. at the risk of offending somebody, what do I care? This guy's never watching the show.
Okay,
he's a nice enough guy.
What's his name?
I don't know. So he talking to him, and I think he gets wind of the fact that I might not be the kind of person that drinks beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's talking to the wrong brother.
Sure.
Yeah.
by the way, I got no problem if someone wants to drink a beer.
Why do you have a problem with me drinking a beer?
I got a problem with you for all sorts of reasons, but not because you drink a beer. Whatever. That's whatever. And I didn't even mention it, but the guy owns a bowling alley, and he seems to think that I'm the kind of guy that, you know. Yeah. So, this is all conjecture, because this is what happened. He while I'm talking to him, he gets a call, and his tap went down. It wasn't getting CO2 or something. Yeah. And so he hangs up his phone. He's like, it's kind of a big deal, you know. Or I was like, yeah, you got to have that, you know, going. You're not, you know, like, for you, that's a big deal. You know, you can make a lot of money or lose a lot of money. And then he goes, I don't really drink that much though. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know. And he's like, yeah, I don't, you know, normally I just drink, you know, like milk or something. I don't drink beer. I'm like, yeah, I don't, whatever, yeah. You know.
Drink or don't drink, fine, whatever.
I don't care, you know.
You're an adult.
He goes, well, you know, every once in a while I might have like a Michelob Ultra. And I was like, that's way too specific for like a guy that doesn't drink very often.
Yeah. I have a specific type I like.
I don't know, like a Michelob Ultra, you know. I mean, like, you drink one every night. Like,
yeah.
Right. Because if he didn't drink very often, he meant like, I have like a beer every once in a while. That's what he would say.
A Michelob Ultra.
Every once in a while,
My fridge is loaded with them, but every once in a while, you know,
I don't know.
Every two or three hours.
I don't know the difference between Michelob Ultra and a Miller Lite or any of it, but I just thought it was a funny back and forth. And okay, that's fine, whatever. So, anyway.
That was my last beer, Michelob Ultra.
Was it?
It was. Well, here's the thing. It's low in carbs.
Is that what
it's like? 2.9 carbs.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what maybe so that's the point he was trying to get across.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't a
he's like, listen, I'm fat. I know it.
Well,
he wasn't fat.
No.
Yeah. I think you're owner of a bowling alley. I think you're going to be fat. But what? That's, I think
I
so.
I don't know. I don't.
Is that racist?
I don't have that.
Fattish? What are you? If you're anti-fat people.
Okay.
What would that be called?
Waitist.
A waitist? Mm-hmm. Because I'm not anti-fat people. I used to be one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm still not skinny.
Wow. So you're like an Uncle Tom for fat people.
Yeah, I used to be fat. Now I hate them.
No, I guess an Uncle Tom would be as if you were fat and you hated fat people.
Oh, yeah.
You're like the Michael Jackson of fat people.
I don't even know what that means. But here's the thing. I think I hate fat people because I hate myself as a fat person.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to be fat.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from the guy that ate 8 donuts today.
I was railing against...
There's a phrase that says, nothing tastes as good as healthy feels.
I disagree.
It's not true. Lots of things taste...
I mean, I don't know what healthy feels like, but I can't imagine that it tastes better than bacon. So...
I'm just waiting for someone to create the keto donut.
This morning...
Why doesn't someone make a keto donut?
They say things like that exist, but they don't.
It's got to be there.
Carbs,
it can't be that hard.
Are delicious.
Carbs are
and
delicious.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
This week, I was railing. Erica was in the car with me, and I was railing against the poor food choices of certain types of people, you know, and how it's a bad idea, and, you know what I mean, and unhealthy and all that sort of stuff. And I'm not making this up, Jason.
Yeah.
Mid conversation while I'm doing this, on my high horse, you know,
she pulls through her fast food.
No, yeah. I realized that I was saying this while I was sitting at the Dairy Queen drive thru coming from McDonald's.
So you went to McDonald's, ate McDonald's, and then you go to the Dairy Queen drive thru.
And I was like, there's this funny meme where there's this really fat squirrel. And it says, after I had a meal, and the squirrel's like going like this, and it says, now I need something sweet, which makes me laugh every time. Now I need something sweet. So that's, I literally went to McDonald's. I had their new chicken sandwich that is supposed to be like the Chick-fil-A sandwich. They've even wrapped it like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
It's like a different wrapping. It was fine. It was a chicken sandwich.
Well, listen, on a Sunday... You don't have a whole lot of choices.
It's true. So, and then I ate that and I was like, man.
They should market it as we only sell this on Sunday.
That's true. They should.
Yeah.
Unlike the other guy. So, yeah. And then I was like, man, I would love to have a blizzard right now. So I got a small, blizzard.
Double Oreo.
Chocolate ice cream, Reese's peanut butter cups, extra Reese's peanut butter cups.
I knew it was going to be extra.
Yeah, because you wanted it everybody. If you don't ask for extra, extra is normal, by the way.
I agree.
That when you ask for extra, that's what you should be getting normally.
Yeah.
And then when you ask for extra, it should be too much. It should be like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't want the essence of peanut. I want peanut butter cup in every bite.
I want some ice cream with my peanut butter cup.
Kind of.
Yeah. I like getting a double M&M at Sonic.
Sonic's closed.
White ice cream. Yeah, there's a fire in the kitchen.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Are they closed for good?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought they were closed for good.
I don't think so.
I would think there's usually fires in the kitchen.
No, they're cooking stuff.
So, do you want to keep on talking about fast food? I got a fast food thing to talk about.
What is it?
It's got to do with Burger King.
I've already hit the button.
And International Women's Day. Aren't you curious how those two things intersect?
Maybe after the Netflix.
All right.
Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus, or maybe Amazon Prime, or something like that, like YouTube, or we don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
So, my Netflix suggestion of the week...
Does this bother you?
Yes, it does.
Oh, my gosh.
This is like my life as a younger person living with you, breaking everything that I have, everything that I own.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Everything that I bought. And now my kids do it.
Uh-huh. What is your Netflix suggestion of the week? What is it?
I don't have anything that's not broken. That's a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I have breaks.
On some level, it's chipped, scratched,
yes.
Broken, this is busted.
This is my only possession. And I just got this phone. 1 week ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Be careful.
Yes, and you're playing with bowling balls. And
you're the one that brought the bowling ball into the studio.
In hindsight, that was probably a mistake.
That's your... Yeah, that,
just don't totally play with it. It's a decoration.
Don't play with it. It's a ball.
This a psychologist is that person who looks at the head, like who figures things out. They would have an interesting time at looking at our childhood between you and me and our sister.
Yeah, I think
it would
be a good case study.
It would speak volumes about where all of us are in life right now and all sorts of things.
Sure.
We should have our sister on sometime. Do you think she'd come on?
She's not interested. She's not like to talk to us. In normal life,
that is true.
I
called her and she's like, "I can't talk." And I'm like, "Okay, I was just calling to say."
You know what
hi.
A great power move is? Is to call somebody, and the moment they say hello, the first thing you say is, "I don't have a lot of time to talk."
Yeah,
that's if you ever want to put someone. Oh, it's crazy obnoxious. Hello, yeah. I don't have a lot of time to talk, but I just want to. It's like, what?
Yeah,
you called me.
Yeah, listen. If you don't have a lot of time to talk, that's called a text.
Mm-hmm.
You just texted.
Mm-hmm.
My Netflix suggestion of the week. It actually popped up on my phone last week.
Yes.
As we played the song.
We were talking about... No, yeah, the song was playing.
And it Netflix popped up suggestion. On my phone.
And then
and
a
said,
Netflix
you should watch.
Ad popped up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Murder Among the Mormons.
Is it a documentary?
Yeah, it's like a 3-part miniseries, limited series on Netflix.
True
Netflix
story.
Original. True story. It's actually a fascinating story. So this...
I'm fascinated by Mormons.
I am too. I mean, there's like a gold tablet and an angel that comes and like...
They wear special underwear?
Yeah, I mean, it's a wild thing.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, do I want to be a Mormon? No, not really. I don't really want to be a Mormon.
No.
But am I fascinated by them? Yeah, I'm a little fascinated
by
them.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by rhinoceroses. It doesn't mean I want to be one.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
I mean, if I could be a rhinoceros, now that I'm thinking about it,
yeah,
it's not a bad gig. What kills like a rhinoceros? Only another rhinoceros could kill a rhinoceros. Maybe an elephant. Yeah. Maybe.
Would you rather be a zoo rhinoceros or a wild rhinoceros?
Wild.
I think you're the zoo type. I think you'd be like, listen, they're going to just feed me. I could just sit here all day and do nothing.
I think.
Listen, that's not a bad life.
I don't think it's a bad life. But if you're asking me to choose between that and the wild, I think for a rhino. Now, if
for
you're
a
asking
rhinoceros.
Me if I'd rather be a zoo
penguin.
Yes, I'd much rather be a zoo penguin.
Than a wild
than
penguin.
A wild penguin, there's all sorts of dangerous things out there yeah. that could kill you all day, every day.
Yeah.
You know, but a rhinoceros, you're kind of, I mean, have you ever seen a video of like a lion taking down a rhinoceros? It doesn't happen.
You're right.
They're like prehistoric animals. Like somehow they survived the Ice Age or something.
With their huge tusk. It's kind of like a triceratops. It's like a mammal version of the triceratops.
It's a unicorn.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a woolly mammacorn. A woolly.
A mammacorn.
Say mammoth. Like a woolly
is
mammoth.
That what yeah.
But it was a woolly rhinoceros. It was called the woolly unicorn in Russia.
Really?
Yeah. For real. Murder Among the Mormons.
It's a documentary, 3-part, Netflix original.
Yes.
And is it family appropriate?
Nothing jumps out that was inappropriate.
Okay. Other than the murder, maybe.
Yeah. So like there was 3 or 4 bombs that went off and people died.
I assume this is in Utah.
It was in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Salt Lake City.
Home of the Mormons. Mm-hmm. And do you want me to give it away or not? Do you care? Do you watch it?
Do you
think
I'd like
it? It's kind of like a mystery. Yeah, I think so. I liked it.
I might watch it.
Okay, I'll save it. We'll talk about it another time. So, audience, go watch it, and we'll talk about it in a couple weeks.
We'll break it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good. I love it. Couple twists, couple turns.
I love a twist. I love a turn. I mean, I'm more of a twist guy than a turn guy, but yeah. I'll take a turn.
Yeah.
Give me a turn.
I like
I'll
a twist
a turn.
And a turn.
If I can get a twist and a turn, yeah, I'm going to, you know, but if I can only get one, I'll take a twist. A turn is fine. I won't even
nothing
look
against
my,
a turn.
I won't look my nose down at a turn. You give me a turn, I got no problem with
What's
that.
What's your Netflix suggestion?
It is on Amazon Prime. Do you know who Thomas Sowell is?
Yeah.
Love Thomas Sowell.
Invented the bowling ball.
Yeah. Thomas Sowell is an economist.
Zeitgeist.
What?
Is that a word?
It
I heard that
word.
Somewhere. Zeitgeist.
Okay.
It's like, what's, I don't even know what that is, but I've heard, he created it, that,
in
right?
the, no. I want to
tell me what a zeitgeist is.
Okay, zeitgeist is it's got to do with like culture.
Yeah,
you know, like it's like in the zeitgeist, like it's in the like the terminology of the way people like talk, or it's.
I hear
like
that word.
Cultural word.
I want to know what it is.
Well, it's you could look it up.
Where? How it's, do I find it, that?
Google. Just Google
Just
the word
Google
zeitgeist.
Okay,
it'll tell you what it is. So Thomas Sowell, he's this guy right here. Okay. He's an economist, and he's a conservative fella, mostly speaking.
He's from Utah.
No, he's from New York City, and he grew up in New York City. His family, I think, originally from North Carolina, but they moved to New York City when he was little, and he was a socialist, like communist-minded.
His parents were?
No, it's just he was educated, college-educated, and said this
New
is
York.
The way it ought to be. And then he goes to college to, I think, Chicago. And starts to have conversations and starts to realize, using facts and logic, that, you know what, this is a horrible way to operate.
I thought you were going to say something else.
And Thomas Sowell is a genius. Yeah. Like, whatever room this guy's in, he's the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Like, you just listen to him talk. He's crazy intelligent. And he has a lot of things to say about the black community in America and the civil rights movement. And the best thing for America moving forward. He is an incredibly intelligent person. And there's a documentary about his life called Common Sense in a Senseless World, Thomas Sowell. And
is he still alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's recently kind of bowed out of most of the public. He's always been apprehensive to do interviews, done a lot of interviews in his life. But he's an incredibly intelligent person. He's written a ton of books. And I would encourage anybody to watch this documentary and find out everything, read everything you can that Thomas Sowell has written, because he'll make you a smarter person. He's a really smart guy. So that is my Netflix suggestion of the week.
Okay, what's the Burger King thing?
So, you know, March 8th was International Women's Day. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
It's women, our empowerment.
Yeah,
all that
listen,
stuff.
I love women.
Who doesn't?
Some people don't.
Gay men.
And serial killers.
They don't love women.
Well, they love to kill women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Assuming. I don't know. Anyway, International Women's Day.
I was just waiting for you to dig a hole.
Women.
Yeah.
All right. So Burger King, the UK Burger King like branch, has their own Twitter account. I mean, who's following the UK Burger King
now I want
Twitter
to.
Account? Yeah. Well, you ought to want to. Because, Jason, not making this up, this was their status. It says, women belong in the kitchen. So their status, the Burger King UK on International Women's Day, is women belong in the kitchen.
Is that real?
That is for real. Now, when you read, now you don't know about this story, right?
No.
Okay. So when you read that, what's your first thought?
That they're...
What does the phrase women belong in the kitchen mean to you?
That they belong in the kitchen making a sandwich for the guy.
Okay, sure, right?
Right?
That's I think, and apparently most people agree with you that that phrase...
Women belong in the kitchen.
Women belong in the kitchen
yes.
implies that they don't belong other places and that men don't necessarily belong in the kitchen. It's a women, like women belong in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Seems to be a very masochistic thing to say.
Yeah.
Well, Burger King UK apparently was trying to make a point, a grander point.
Yeah.
Like in the UK, only 20% of the top chefs in the UK are women. So they were trying to say,
well, listen, across the world, that's a thing. They're the male chefs.
It's a male dominated industry.
It is a male. Yeah.
And so they were trying to make a statement about right. this male dominated industry. Say, hey, you know what? Women belong in the kitchen too. You know, it's not just guys. Women belong in the kitchen. You know, they belong in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I don't know how this one got through. And then apparently it was supposed to spark like this thought of like, oh, what are they saying? And then you're supposed to continue to read, except nobody continued to read.
Why would
the
they?
Next, yeah. The next tweets, you just
I'm not reading it.
You just repost that and say, I hope Burger King, you know, like blows up or something.
Yeah.
People were furious about it.
Yeah.
And so the Burger King UK posted an apology and said, you know what? After further thought, although our hearts were in the right place, and that just goes to show you this crazy, stupid, politically correct world that we're living in, you cannot win. They were trying to do the right thing. They were trying to do the thing that the mob wanted them to do.
Yeah. You know, I want to post underneath that in one of the comments is that's why women's feet are shorter than men's.
So they can be close to the
Sink.
Sink, yeah.
To do the dishes after they made the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I really enjoyed that little thing that happened this week. And so, yeah, there it is. International Women's Day. Good job, women. On being you.
Yeah. The next...
We're not anti-women, by the way.
No, no, I'm pro-woman.
I'm very pro-woman. I prefer them.
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I would say so. I would, I mean, for the most part. I mean, there's some I don't like.
But well, yeah, but that's not because you don't dislike them because they're women. You just like them because they're them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so of all the people that you know,
yeah,
people you like and people you don't like.
Oh, okay.
Do you think there's a larger percentage of men or women that you like or dislike?
Yeah, I would say I typically... whatever that number is, it would be hard to say. I dislike more men than women. I find women to be a generally more likable
group.
Yeah.
I would agree.
A lot of men are very, I don't know, dumb.
Boys are stupid. I've tried to tell that to Estelle 1,000 times.
They are stupid.
Yeah.
Very stupid.
Very stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stupid women, too. I
sure.
mean, this is not...
But they're not stupid because they're women. They're
true.
Just stupid because they're stupid.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, that's like the most empowering thing you can say, is that, you know what? There are stupid women. Because what you're saying is, you can be stupid, too.
Yeah. You can be stupid like the rest of us.
Yeah. I'm not going to put you... I'm not going to say you can't be, you know? Yeah.
There's a phrase in the Message Bible. Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he says, are you willfully ignorant?
Mm.
I love it. Some people, I believe, are willfully ignorant. They want to be stupid. They don't want to try. They don't want to better themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want...
Yeah.
Right? Are you willfully stupid? Mm. Are you really that stupid?
Yeah.
Have I not been telling you this the whole time?
Well, ignorance is bliss. So, you know.
And they're willfully ignorant.
Yeah. And blissful.
Listen, do I like to be willfully ignorant? Yeah, I like to be willfully ignorant.
Sometimes you find something out, and it's information that makes you go like, oh, yeah. Now I got to do something about this.
Well, so the problem is, like in the cancel culture that we live in, everything would be canceled. There's nothing.
It will be. Eventually, everything will be canceled.
Everything will be. There's mm-hmm. nothing that you can do, mm-hmm. enjoy, watch, say. Everything will be canceled.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, if everything is racist, then nothing is racist. If everything is, right. you know, it's just the way it is.
So stupid.
It is stupid.
Yeah. Willfully stupid. Willfully ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
They are willfully ignorant. They, the yes. people.
Mm-hmm. They?
Those
women.
People. Yeah. Well,
I just want to make sure we were going. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Go wear your green. I'm wearing my green. You're wearing yep. your green. So can't pinch us, and enjoy whatever you do with your kith and kin on St. Patrick's Day. Eat some sort of shepherd's pie or something. Mm. I don't know. It's corned beef, I think, is a very
I like corned beef.
Irish thing.
Yeah.
So eat some corned beef, maybe pistachio pie.
Yeah.
Something yeah. like that. I like a pistachio pie. Eat some mint ice cream. I like some mint ice cream.
I have mint ice cream at home.
Mint chocolate chip?
It's chunks.
Oh, I like the shaves, the shaving.
Oh, no. I like the chunk. I like the moose tracks, mint moose tracks.
Oh, no, that's the wrong thing.
Not for me. With some marshmallow fluff?
No. No, you don't put marshmallow fluff on that. That yeah. ruins it.
On the mint mousse, you put no. marshmallow fluff
no,
on it.
No, you don't. That's a mistake.
Okay.
That's well, a show.
Yeah. That, I
don't know what you're doing. You're the one I would press listen. The... You didn't even press the right button.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, it's fading.
The third one down.
Okay, there it is.
It takes some time.
All right, Jason.
We might have a guest next show. Week.
Who?
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh.
It may or may not happen. Or you want to be surprised? They'll just show up to the studio.
Will the guest eat pickled pig's feet with us?
I'm going to make them.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't want a guest if they're not going to eat what we eat.
Okay.
Okay.
So next week, tune in.
And I'll drink you Coke.
What a teaser. Live pickles pig feet.
Listen.
Does anybody... Yeah.
That makes me want to watch. I'm curious.
I'm kind of having second thoughts. I just don't want to get sick.
Well, that's why I said if the people really want it, they'll send it to us. They'll
I'm
find a way to get
I'm
it.
I'm going
to
buy it.
All right. This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
I spoke.